Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program here on DBS Radio. Today is Monday, and our show is 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And let's do a mind-to-heart drop here to start things off with. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, just like an elevator dropping. I'm going to command your spirit to get a hold of the thoughts inside of your head, that mind chatter, and to drop it into your heart center. When it's there, then it won't be useful to you because it will stop automatically. And this is the way it works. Then if you have a thought, it won't be negative or positive because you can't have one of those if you're just in peace. Because the light does not have duality in the thinking process. So here we go, dropping down. Just sit back and relax, nothing to do. Just you can come with me if you wish. That way you can train yourself and do this many times a day. And it will get you right into your heart center within 20 seconds. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. This is the second day of the month here, 2011, and it's May. So we got May Day coming here, and let's release some emotional situations that you could have had over the weekend, and I'll count to five to release them. Just think of something. Remember, the light sees you in pure divine perfection, so you must think of what you want to have released. If it doesn't know, it'll just see everything as the same, non-judgmental energy. So think of something. Here we go to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And think of a pain that you might have in your body right now. And the pain could be with you or could have been with you last week. Or if you don't have one that's more current, then think of something that happened to you a long time ago. Here we go. Releasing the pain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So let's do a empathic body clearing. We haven't done that for quite a while. And this is for people who kind of resonate to things in their body. They're an empath. They may feel things quite easily compared to most people. Not everybody is empathic. So these are the people that sometimes have a difficulty going into rooms or being around a lot of people. They just want to be like homebody sometimes. And that could be, you know, probably pretty good, you know, not to get involved with other people's energies. But these type of people are ones that are very sensitive. And a lot of the empathic people do probably turn into readers because they can see and feel so much more than other people. So let's do an empathic clearing. And if you have had something that's been bothering you or that you feel, maybe you went to some place in the past and you felt energy there and it's kind of still haunting you, bothering you, it's around you, we'll release that here. So here we go. 1, clearing that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. That should help you out. And we'll do a mental clearing. And here comes the energy to get rid of the mental energy that you may have. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm out here, and welcome everybody to Monday. We are live, as you've probably realized, several people asking on the fast chat if we are, and we are live Monday, May 2nd. And we have quite a few people saying hello. Looks like Janice was at the expo with you this weekend, Ron, and traveled a long way also to get there and says it was well worth it. Do you want to talk at all about what you did this weekend at the expo, anything that you learned about the people of Omaha and their receptivity to your message or anything?
The ones that I talked with seemed pretty receptive. The ones that I did not have a clue on kind of what we were doing at all. So, you know, there are people who are a little more awakened than others.
Sure.
And naturally, every town is different that I go into. So it's... it wasn't a bad expo. It was pretty nice. The people that I found in Omaha is just very nice, very warm, very open. They take time with you. And so it was just a very pleasant place to be. If you're listening on the program from Omaha right now, you may have a different take on it, possibly. I don't know. But for myself, I'm doing a lot of traveling. It was just kind of kickback, very gentle people here. And gentle is what I would say. The people in Omaha seem to be very gentle.
That's nice.
And very polite. And it was nice. No problem. The expo we liked. We saw a lot of healings on the monitor screens, light shift healings in the light chamber. So it was worthwhile coming here.
Good.
So back
good.
To you.
Okay. So Ma has a couple of questions. First of all, asking for a clearing for stress to do with being homeless.
Okay, stress. So here we go. Do a stress clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, a lot of stress there. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Ma had another question, and that is, oh gosh, where's it gone? What is the bare minimum clearing for body ascension?
Very good question. It all depends how much your ancestors worked on themselves. So did your ancestors clean out their emotional traumas before they conceived the child? If they did, you probably don't need much to do at all. But if they didn't, then, yeah, you need to get rid of the energy that's blocking your spirit from coming into your body. And for everybody, that would typically be different. You want to have at least the emotional clearing. You probably want to get rid of the abduction barcodes off of you. The main one would probably be the one for 2012 here. You want to more than likely get rid of your spirit barcode so that they don't steal you sideways, you know, at ascension time, you know, being abducted. It's whatever you need to live in the present moment. So if you're really dense, then you get, you know, stuck into a lot of judgment. That's what happens typically when you're dealing with densities, judgmental energies, then that type of person will need more clearing than someone else. But it's kind of what how you live your life and what your parents have done. So you want to clean out the judgments out of you, and the different clearings on the website are designed for that. And the first one to do is the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime one, and then kind of evaluate where you are at that particular point in time. So that's kind of what I would suggest, is do that clearing first. If you still have things bothering you emotionally, then you may want to have a feeling body. And then naturally a sensory for past life. And from there. If you have things bothering you still, you could do seven generations on a particular issue. You may want to get into possible fear. That's a big one for some people. Anxiety is another one. These are all different types of emotions that is programmed in you from your ancestors, and you're having that experience, living that lifetime right now. That's why they say all lifetimes are at one time, which is true. You are living all your past lifetimes of your ancestors in your body, living with you. So you're your Uncle Harry and Aunt Gladys and whoever else is down the line. You're living a life of them through you. And they can also body hop with their particular emotional body, but not released. So if you get out a photo album and you feel the presence of one of your ancestors from the distant past, then that's because their emotional body is still here. The spirit almost always is gone, 99.9% of the time. It normally gets taken away by the light of the darkness, fairly soon after the person's buried, typically, or cremated. It'll hang around to just see family members. I would think at the most it could be like a year and a half, just to pick a number on the outside. Typically, I would say, a month or two is probably all that's needed for it to feel that the people around it are doing okay with the person leaving. And then from there, the emotional body is still around, which can body hop. So if you do feel the presence of one of your ancestors around, it won't be their spirit, it'll be the emotional body. And they may have even held you as, a baby, and they like you. And they may want to come back into your body, and experience their lifetime in you. So if you do have traits of your ancestors, it's probably because the emotional body hopped into you with somebody from the distant past. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, and since you mentioned the online clearings, for example, the seven generation ones, Ma just has a follow-up question that kind of ties in with that, asking, would clearing still work if started after the internet disconnected?
Yes, it would. Yes, uh-huh.
So, okay.
So if we light being up on the screen again.
Okay, but you'd have to have an internet connection to get that up, would you not?
If
you're in the middle of a clearing?
I would imagine if you're probably pretty close to ending a clearing and your net went down. But see, it won't matter because the page is already loaded onto your computer.
Oh,
the
okay.
The page will work if you lose internet connection.
Oh, great. That's good to know. Okay.
So if you're doing a clearing, it's already there. It'll count down. And I don't know if you can switch screens on the page, but that particular clearing will still be active because it's still on, on your, inside of your RAM, I would think. So it's still going to be there.
Okay.
That if you try to change a page or click on something different that requires a different page, then it may not work. You might even try it. You might go onto one of the healing pages and turn off your internet just to try it, and the page will still stay up, and it'll still have the counter working on it. But if you attempt to try a different page, then it may be different. But I think they're all set up to be on one page, so you could change, I think, clearings in between, different option buttons and things. I think it would possibly still work. But I think I have to give that a try.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily changing locations. We're still on that particular clearing page, so it's like one big page. So the page will still be active until you change it.
Okay, great.
So,
well, that's good to know. Okay, then we have a question from Jen. Jen's asking if the sensitive nervous system is the same as being too empathic.
I would say that would probably be another way of stating that, yeah.
Okay.
If you are really sensitive and things irritate you easily, I would probably guess that could be, maybe your sensory body. Let me just do a clearing. So for everybody who deals with the empathic realm, And you know if you're empathic or not. You know, everybody knows that if they are, because that type of person is, like I said, typically a homebody. And they don't like to go around large crowds. They don't like to be on people's energies. They don't like to be touched. You know, it's that type of person. On the far end of the scale, you call it maybe a shut-in, typically, where they don't want to leave their house. But we'll do a clearing for that. So think of an issue, everybody. And you can just, we'll do two clearings here. We'll do one again for the empathic energy. And think of a situation that you had that you didn't like, okay, going somewhere. And with people's energies, and we'll clear that. So here we go. And do think of something. So one, it's being cleared from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and now we're going to do a sensory body. And the sensory body is probably more like what you're talking about. And that body is how you're viewing life here. So typically that's what the situation would be as you get overdose of energy, because all your senses are on full alert to experience life here. So this is a sample of the sensory clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. And just kind of see which one maybe gave you more benefit. I'm sure that the sensory one could help a little bit after you have the empathic one. But typically, it should just be like icing on the cake. If you felt a lot on the sensory clearing, then that means that you are more sensitive, and that could be what we're talking about here, about maybe the people that are, you know, having a lot of, like, nervous energies and situations and, you know, being fully on alert that way. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Jules has a question, and the question is, how long will a dog's body presence stay here?
How long will a dog's body? Is that what it was?
A dog's body presence. So I'm assuming Jules means the emotional body.
It could be a long time. You know, it could be years. Sometimes they like to come to help people because they're with you anyway during your life to help you the best they can. And so they could be around for years. They could be with you for your whole life. And that's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to you, Gary.
Okay. Edward is asking, what causes twisted chakras?
Chakras turn and move because of psychic attacks done to your body. That's the main thing. Your energy system is being violated by something, someone. Could be even aliens doing it. So the chakras will, have their own consciousness somehow. I don't know how to explain this, but they do change and move away from the energy. So they try to shut themselves down by turning. So you're not getting on front radiation from somebody. Because normally, you know, the way the human is designed, you know, everything is in front of us. So our senses, our radar, our eyes, our hearing, you know, our arms move forward. They do move backwards, too, but mainly we use them going forward. You know, we walk going forward. So everything is designed in the human anatomy, we'll say, to go forward. And when you get attacked by somebody, it's normally coming from that direction, or somebody sneaking and hits you from behind. So since we're talking about that, we'll just do a chakra alignment here. So let's go to your heart center first. And the alignment's going to take the chakra that we're working with and put it in the right particular order. It'll be facing forward, okay? And if they're off quite a ways, then you're going to feel a surge of energy in your body. You could feel more awakened. You could feel your body heating up. All this is an indication that there was something that was not proper with the chakra. So here we go. Chakra alignment. Heart center, moving that. That's good. Throat chakra. Hey, I'm yawning. Interesting. Here we go. Some throat energy out there. Third eye, moving that around. Good. And the heart, power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. And first chakra, good. We'll do an opening now. So what we do is increase the energy of the chakra. Just radiates more energy into your body. I try to go body width with them. Most chakras are typically a couple inches, maybe 4 inches in diameter. You could even put a pendulum over you, but most pendulums, when they start to turn, could go at a much wider, you know, diameter than a couple of inches. But basically, we'll go body width with your energy. In fact, what we'll do is we'll go, let's do it this way. Instead of going body width at first, I'm going to open them up to 4 inches. And this is where probably maybe about a third of the people live at 4 inches. Most are below that. So we'll go to 4 inches and just see if you felt any change. And that's where you know where you're running your energy. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Boy, that's slow. Spin, open. Oh, man. If I was here, I don't think I'd feel like I was living. But anyway. Power chakra, spin. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Whoa. Okay, third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, spin, open. There. So now we're all about 4 inches. If you feel better than what you did before we started, that means that you're less than 4. And for myself, that's very, very low, okay? But for you right now, if it does feel like you get more energy, then that means that your energy of your chakras are not really turned on too much. So you may want to, you know, practice this little exercise and get them larger, because it will give you better health, because this energy connects to all of your body organs. So naturally you want to have good body organs with good energy, and that's what happens. So here we go. Let's now go to body width. So heart chakra again. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, I'm yawning. Spin, 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 open. And going up now, third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There. So now you're all body width. You're interested to see what's on the fast chat. If anybody, felt 4 inches being okay. Normally, you know, that's, like I say, typically people are like at 2 to 4 inches. So by having it opened all the way here to body width, you must feel just wonderful. Myself, I'm just way too low to do what I have to do. So what I could do is we can go larger here. This is more energy. So let's go twice body width. I don't normally do this, but we'll do this right now for everybody. And here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. That feels pretty good to me. You have more energy around you to circulate. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. This is your spiritual energy. This is not your auric field, okay? Different energy completely. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we are. So, you should all feel really good now. So back to you, Carrie.
Thank you. Yeah, Amy is saying more energy. Thank you. I just had a question and it's gone. Oh, I know. Yes, you mentioned that if at 4 inches or less, that we could practice this exercise ourselves. So what would we say? What would we do? How would we do that on our own?
I don't know. You can just try it and see. Have to command your spirit to do that. I just don't know what to say on that one.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. All right. So
website for that too. I don't know yet. So it'd be interesting to see how people are relating to this and if they can't have their spirit do it for them. You could try it and ask your spirit.
Yeah.
Just do like I'm doing here and just see what happens.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, maybe we can all try that this week.
You don't want your mind. That's your homework, everybody.
Yeah.
I'll have homework. Oh, dear.
You like giving us homework, don't you?
Oh, dear. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, relating to the getting attacked in our chakras, Tina has a question, and that is, if we need to meet with an alien octopus reptilian person, should we somewhat turn away while we're talking to them?
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, you probably might want to walk away with an A, you know, because they'll be in your life to do something to you, probably, and you don't want them to touch you to give you bad scoobies. So, yeah, if you see somebody kind of weird or you see them shape-shifting, yeah, I would probably, I would not, but you would want to walk away from them. For me, I would see it more as an intriguing situation. And I would see what they wanted. They wouldn't see my big stick behind me, you know. Anyway.
Maybe do that, the closing chakra clearing before you go see them.
Yeah, and I would do a shrink wrap.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Pull all your body energy to you. Your spirit energy isn't going to really be affected too much by that. Although that they could probably try to steal your spirit, but it's pretty wise anyway. It'll do what it needs to do at the present moment, you know. But you do want to shrink wrap your body. In fact, what we're going to do for everybody is give you a quiz here, but we'll give you the answers to the quiz. So here we go. We're going to take your body, and I'm sure that you're probably practicing the shrink wrap or doing it, as we've talked about it on many shows. But if you're not and you're brand new, a shrink wrapping is when you take your auric field and pull it right to your body. And that way nobody can walk in and out of your field. Remember, when people walk in and out of your field, your crud and their crud, your stuff and their stuff mixes. And then you feel like you've been slimed. So you don't want to be slimed. So you want to have your energy field right to your body. So what we're going to do now is bring your energy field out. We'll go about 4 feet around you, okay? So it'll be like an 8-foot diameter, okay? So 4 feet ahead of you, and behind you will be 4 feet, and on the sides. And this will tend to give you more like psychic radar, because you're going to be able to sample more things. Now, if you're sitting on a chair, maybe there's a table with maybe a lamp on it or something that's within that distance, or even your computer monitor screen or something, you're going to have that in your field. You may not like that, but I'm just going to do this just as an example to show you what happens, and which means that you're going to be able to sample energies around you very easily. And that could be good at times, okay? So I'll just continue on here a little bit. So let's just say that you're walking someplace at night, and you're a little nervous that someone could be behind the bushes or something, you know, some person. So by expanding your field out, you're going to be able to detect what's there. So that's a positive thing. Now, the negative thing is that if somebody's very psychic, they're going to sense your field and know that you're around also. So that would be bad. So you may want to shrink wrap so that you're invisible, basically, okay? So just kind of food for thought. You might just try it, you know, when you go out maybe at night or even the daytime. At night, you might have a little more sensitivity to things. And just walk down where it's a safe place and expand your field out like 50 feet, and you can probably feel maybe some birds in trees and things. You may feel energies in the ground. Might feel an earthworm, you know, moving or something. And, you know, this is what people normally do if they want to check out a location. So let's do this here. Let's go out 4 feet from you. Here we go. I'll count to five to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now you have a field around you 4 foot out. And this is where some people live with your energy. It, to me, it's too much out there, but that's 4 feet. I'm going to bring it into 2 feet. I will command it again. For all that I do, I'll just command in your spirit to do this work, okay? And the light ship energy is empowering your spirit in case it's not fully functionable to do this work, and it will be done automatically. But it needs some type of spirit energy to help you. So here we go. So it must be in your body, what I'm trying to tell you. So 1, 2 feet. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're at 2 feet. And if you notice, things around you are not interacting with you as much. So now we'll go to a shrink wrap, we'll call it, where your energy is right even with your skin. You've all seen boxes that are shrink wrapped, you know, going to some store and you see the clear plastic around them, and they're all held nice and neat and tight to each other. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now you're self-contained. You're like in a little spacesuit, so to speak. So just kind of see how your body's responding now. Your energy's in the room and around you. And you should feel like, wow, I can let down now. When your energy field's out, it's always active and it's very, very busy sampling and sampling everything around you. Now when you're shrink-wrapped, you're like, well, this is wonderful because I can relax. So we'll see what people, how they comment on this here. But so I recommend always being shrink-wrapped with your body so nobody can interfere with your energetic body field. And this could be the reason why you've all seen or heard about maybe Eastern Indian gurus, teachers. You know, they wear white a lot. And they don't want to touch or shake your hand. They just bow to you. So the reason, more than likely, I can't swear to that because I never talked to one, but to me it's obvious that they don't want to be contaminated with people's stuff. Bowing is fine. That keeps them away from you. And they may not even do any hugs, so it all depends how they how their tradition is. But typically, they probably just want to keep their distance, which is a good thing. They've already worked on themselves enough, and they know what's out there. They may know about the extraterrestrial critters that crawl into people. If they don't know, they may just know that it's negativity, just being very simplistic, and they don't want to have it because they got rid of it the best that they could through years and years of their practices, their spiritual practices. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, that's really interesting. I got quite nervous when you had us out.
Oh, Carrie.
Uh-oh, do you not hear me? Are you there? I can hear you, Ron. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Good.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I was just saying, when you had us out at 4 feet, I felt not really woozy, but a little out of control of myself, and I didn't really like that. It feels much, I feel more in control of myself with the shrink wrap feeling than the 4 feet out. It feels safer.
Yeah, it's kind of like registration, you know, when you're, like pixels. So when you take a picture that's, a certain size and you shrink it down, you get more clarity typically, because I guess you're compressing the pixels into a smaller area. I could be wrong at this, but this is the way I think it works. But then if you expand it out to a much larger picture, then you're going to start seeing the dots, which make up the picture. So you're kind of being in that dotted scene as you increase your energy more and more around you. And it's a lot more work because you're trying to sample each one of those little locations. And that can wear you out completely. This is why we kind of started off with the program when we did the empathic clearing, and then we did the one for the sensory body. This is probably kind of what it connects some dots here for everybody. So when you're really out there quite a ways, man, it's a lot of work. And if I was out there that far, you know, say 50 feet, and I walked into a room, I'd probably get drained instantly. You know, I'd say, man, I want to go watch maybe my TV, watch a DVD or something or whatever, or listen to some music. You know, I don't want to go out and have this experience, you know. So it's, kind of food for thought for everybody. So, yeah, I would think that type of person, too, like I said, the empathic people, they're out there sampling energies. And they're sampling because they want to see if the room is safe. But in the process, they may get slimed a lot to, you know, in the investigative process. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. Donna is saying, I like the shrink wrap. excuse me, yeah. We had a question a little bit ago. Where has it gone? Oh, yes, from Janice. Janice is asking if you could do a mattress clearing for her. She found a diamond shape on her mattress, and then she says same as the motel room.
Ah, okay.
So a mattress clearing.
That would tend to sound like maybe a parallel life with things being duplicated. So that would be under the heading of abductions, typically, with parallel lifetimes. Interesting. So here we go. Let's clear that out for you, Janice, and we can also do other people for things that seem to be synchronistic to them that seem a little weird, okay? So here we go. So you have to focus on something that happened, and we're going to do the clearing now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's get rid of a timeline for that. Here we go. I'll do 5 timelines for weird things. 1, 2, 3, this is what you're focusing on, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So timelines crash at different times, using the word time again. Some could be out away from you, feel like 8 minutes away, to possibly about 58 minutes, so we'll say an hour. So you might feel your body kind of having a little rock and roll experience now, you know, like kind of being on an airplane and you hit like turbulence a little bit, and then it'll calm down completely in an hour. And you're going to probably feel much happier because, remember, you're living in those timelines where these things are happening to you. You don't know about it, but you bring back the consequences. So we got rid of the cause and the effect. Whatever that would be will be released from you also. So what I do want to mention to the people that could be brand new listening from Omaha, thank you for seeing me at the expo here. I really enjoyed talking to everybody that came by, so blessings to you. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So since you were talking about time, Ron, Larry has a question, and he's saying, Ron, can I get off time track back to now?
Okay, let's see here. Can you get off a time track back to... Okay, let's crash the now timeline, okay?
Okay.
Because the darkness could give you a parallel lifetime that would appear to be in the now. Okay, we never talked about this before, but that could be what could be happening. It's maybe a little different than Larry's question, but this came up. So thank you, Larry. Sometimes you do go a little tangent on questions here. So let's get rid of the now timeline. So remember, when you do the mind-to-heart drop, I always tell you to ask your spirit to do it. Now, if you don't ask your spirit, then you're going to be in time with the darkness energies doing the mind-to-heart drop in the light of the darkness. So we assume that being in the now is typically in the now with the light, but it's really in the now of the darkness. So let's do some timeline crashing to give you some relief. Feels like they weren't prepared for this one. So here we go. It's like, uh-oh, we found something here.
Yeah.
So here we go. Remember, the New Age movement is you want to be in the now, right? You've heard that expression. And so
right. That's
like a abduction scenario. You may want to do timeline crashes for being in the now. So that will be the light of the darkness, okay? You have to look at what they're telling everybody. So here we go. One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you may be feeling a lot here. I see Janice is talking about having diamond shapes. Yeah, remember, this is the symbols that the aliens used to attach. Remember, we have a clearing for objects, I believe, in symbols. You might know more about that, Gary, just offhand here. Is there a third part to that, or just those two?
For Janice's question?
Yeah, because we do have that clearing for, you know, symbols, and that's what it's for. It's just, and patterns. It's things that, remember, if you have a shirt on or clothing and has a repetitive pattern, and that's normally used a lot in clothing unless you have no patterns on your clothing, but they can connect you to the symbols that way and patterns that repeat. This is what the other way of looking at it, saying it a different way, is like, you know, you see numbers like on your clock, you know, like 11:11 or 1-2-3 or something that's synchronistic all the time, which is part of the robotic program. Remember, you don't necessarily need to look at your clock all the time, but for some reason, you know, you look at the clock when these numbers are there, and they're actually physically moving your head to see if you see those numbers. And that's part of the robotic program to get tuned into 11:11 or something. And so your body automatically moves. And then your mind goes, oh, I'm seeing 11:11 again. Wow. And so a lot of people have, for what I was used to seeing maybe 30 years ago, people had a book out or authors, you know, dealing with numbers, you know, what 77 means, or 777, and different things like that. And, you know, I'm sure that there's books out that may tell you the light of the darkness, what they're trying to do to you or why you're seeing that number. Typically, they tell you it's very high spiritual stuff, which, you know, that would be the light of the darkness connecting to you through robotic programs. And, yeah, it would have a spiritual intent on it from the light of the darkness that way. So, but anyway, nothing to do with source energy. Remember, the source does not judge or do anything to you, but so that they can come across through repetitive things, repetitive words. I know when I at times do channel surfing sometimes, especially on sports channels, I don't watch sports at all because it's I just see it myself as people getting injured and hurt and being remote controlled and stuff by the people in the bleachers, you know, given psychic attacks to these people. I don't want to be involved with those energies. Just think about it, you know. You got two opposing forces directing all their energy to the people across the stadium who they don't like them because they're on opposite sides, the fence will say. And then you have the people doing psychic attacks on the poor football players or whatever. And, I mean, it's bad. So, but basically, if you listen to the background cheers on these programs, once you hear it a few times, you say, man, I thought I heard that before. So if you are somebody who listens to sports, like on, you know, maybe football games and stuff, where they have a lot of cheering, just listen. And you're going to notice that the background noise from the audience always sounds the same. And it's kind of weird to me. And I don't know where that's coming from, you know, but at least I can kind of detect that. So we'll leave it at that. But that's another thing that you can get stuck with, too, is things that are repetitive. And a lot of people with clothing have that, so it's a good way for the aliens to connect to you because you have a pattern that's all over your whole body. of maybe the same thing. You know, people wear pajamas and things, and they have maybe little faces on under your by your child. You know, something with maybe, say, Mickey Mouse on it or a duck or something, you know, that or flowers. And it's all very, you know, it's the same repeated pattern, so they can attach to it that way. That's what, all that I'm trying to say. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I did just go on the website, and there's a lifetime clearing for signs and symbols, disconnect, release, removal. So that's one of the $5 times your age clearings. I thought there was something else, but it's not coming up, Ron. That's the only one that popped up for me, so maybe I can find that for another show and we can talk about it if there is another one on your website. And if there is anyone new listening and you don't know Ron's website, it is creationlightship.com, and there are hundreds of archived radio shows if you want to learn a little bit more and you're feeling a bit lost on all the topics, because there are quite a few things that we talk about on this show, and those are all free. There's also free drop-downs at the top of Ron's website that are sample shows covering several different topics, and there are also a bunch of sample clearings on there. Guiding through the mind to heart drop and being in the present moment. There are ones about the alien parasitic life forms. There are a couple of shows on why it is not a good idea to be a healer. And then there are a couple of shows about the robotic programs that are put on all of us. So if you are new and you're getting a little overwhelmed, there's a lot of information that you can listen to in your own time at your own pace on the website. And let's see, we have a lot of questions that are popping up all of a sudden, and we've only got about 3 or 4 minutes, I think, to go. Oh, yes, and also on Friday nights after the BBS show, which is at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Ron has an hour, hour and a half long Q&A, which is a conference call that's free to everybody, where you can come on and ask him your questions. And Ron loves to hear from new people and see what it is you guys would like to talk about. So that's pretty much every Friday. If you come on Friday, we'll be putting the phone number in on the fast chat, but I can say it right now. If there are new people listening, you have a pen in your hand. The number is 646-519-5800, and then the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. So there are a lot of ways to learn more about what Ron is talking about and get some clarity on these many different subjects that we touch on the show. So, Ron, I think we've got about 3-4 minutes left? Just looking, I have 52
after. Yeah, it looks like
it's
me, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Somebody was asking earlier if you would talk about the entity. Oh, Edward was asking if you would talk about the entity clearing on the website. So that would be a good one for new people also.
Yeah, that one's a whole lifetime one. What it is entities are emotional bodies of people who've died, okay? The light ship, when was it? I think it was in October, going on probably 3 years, okay, of this October, I believe. The light ship took away, in a sense, the prophecy of the Christians that Jesus would be coming to maybe raise the dead or something like that. And that's what actually happened. The people didn't awaken, you know, but the light ship came and took away the emotional bodies and the spirits, or the spirits, maybe both, let's just say. It could be one or the other. And it took away these energies from the graveyards. So if you go to a graveyard now, you will notice that there is very little energy there. And a lot of times people walk through graveyards and they feel kind of yucky because these spirits are following them. They might think you're a grave robber or something, you know. But anything like that is kind of how it looks to them. And they may want to attach to you. So sometimes graveyards are a very spooky thing to walk through. And those spirits now that were attached to the remains of the people that were waiting for Jesus to come to resurrect them from the dead, okay, happened. So all those spirits were saved, and in a sense, if you want to use that term, and they left. So the graveyards now are just like a piece of land with the headstones on them. As far as entities themselves, they're still here. People are dying daily, and those emotional bodies are still here hanging around, and they can attach to you. So when you have a whole lifetime emotional clearing, it's going to take away these entities that have attached to you throughout your lifetime, you know, throughout each year. This is what it's for, to get rid of these things that are clinging on to, draining your energy. They need energy to live on. They need a host, and that's the way it works. And if they had no host, they would not be living. So they look around for people with talents that they used to have when they lived. And they also look around for people that may have had the same, maybe chronic medical condition, we'll say, that they died from. So if you have a problem with maybe just a sore throat, you could be attracting entities with you who've had maybe throat cancer. And they can give you throat cancer if they stay with you long enough, because that energy is energy. Remember, energy will come to you and it will stay with you from these entities. And so this is why sometimes it's hard to get well when you have a problem with entities. This is why I do entity clearings from people. Sometimes they have a pain in their body, I'll clear away entities, and the pain goes away. I don't do anything at all for the original problem that they dealt with. Remember, the body may have healed it, but the entity's hanging on to that location, giving them pain. You could have, 500 entities attached to you. And then all of a sudden your pain goes away and you go, wow, that's kind of weird. Ron didn't work on the problem that I asked for. He just did entities. And I feel better now. Well, that's the reason. So entities are a big one, and you really want to get rid of them. And that's what it's for, is to give yourself a better life, to regain your own energy of your body. And that's what you're here to do. Then your spirit cannot just feed everything else. It'll just feed you. So our program is coming to a close here, and hopefully this helped everybody. And I'll say again, blessings to everybody who saw me in Omaha here. And it was nice. I like the city here, very nice. So hopefully we'll be back next year. So goodbye, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. Our next program on BBS will be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Good night, everyone.